New promises of economic and military support for Afghanistan were made today at a conference in London. In return, the Afghan government has pledged to fight corruption and the illegal opium trade. NPR's Rob Gifford has details from London.
Representatives of more than 70 countries and international bodies are attending the two-day conference, which opened in London today. The aim is to issue a blueprint called the Afghanistan Compact for the security, economic development and counter-narcotic efforts of Afghanistan. The plan is intended as the successor to the deal reached at a conference in Bonn, Germany in December 2001, which established a political process for Afghanistan after the US-led coalition overthrew the hardline Taliban regime. At the opening ceremony of the conference, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice spoke of the successes of the last 4 years.
A new democratic constitution, an emerging free economy, a growing multi-ethnic army that is the pride of the Afghan people, successful presidential and parliamentary elections in which millions of citizens, men and women, voted freely for the first time.
Secretary Rice backed up her moral support for Afghanistan with a pledge that the Bush administration will ask Congress for $1.1 billion in aid for the country next year. Billions of dollars of aid have already flooded in, and new hospitals, clinics and roads have been built since the Taliban was ousted. Enrollment in schools has increased fivefold, including for girls. But most Afghans remain mired in poverty. 75% of aid money is channeled through non-governmental agencies. The World Bank has suggested it would be more efficient if the money is distributed through the Kabul government. And this is one of the main topics of the conference. Another major subject is drugs. Afghanistan is the source of nearly 90% of the world's opium and heroin. Afghan President Hamid Karzai said it will take 10 to 15 years for the situation to be really brought under control.
I was quite naive 3 years ago. I thought we were going to destroy poppies this year and that's it. But no, there's people depending on it. It will take time to develop alternatives. It will take time to develop better roads for the country, irrigation and an alternative livelihood that will provide a better living condition for our people, and that's time-consuming.
The other main issue is security. About 1,600 people were killed last year in militant violence, including 91 US soldiers. That made 2005 the deadliest year since 2001. Remnants of the Taliban are still very active, especially in the south of the country. Safia Siddiqui is a member of the Afghan parliament who's in London for the conference. She struck a more sceptical note about the West's involvement.
Still we have the security problem in Afghanistan. Still we have the poppy cultivations problem or the drug mafia problem in Afghanistan. Still we have the terrorist problem in Afghanistan. Some of the things which the international has promised us, but unfortunately they didn't stick to their promises. In the future, we would request as a people from Afghanistan them to be stick to their promises because the poor people of Afghanistan need help, I think, from their side.
A Taliban leader in Afghanistan denounced the London meeting as an American drama and stage show and warned that the Taliban will continue to attack Western forces. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.